We are back. It is the Gunsmith Show here on US 103, your home for the ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith, he is the Gunsmith. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
So Tri-County Roofing has been a longtime sponsor of the show. They are your low pitch and flat roof specialist. Excellent guys. Been in business since 1971, and they are definitely pro-Second Amendment. You can get a hold of them at 810-732-7740, where integrity starts at the top. It's Tri-County Roofing. You can go to Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. That's their website. And, of course, you can link to them right from our website, thegss.com, and as well as all of our sponsors. So, Dano, here on the Gunsmith Show, we're talking about safety, storage, maintenance, and practice. What do you do with your new gun? And trying to keep it real common sense, but I know, you know, some people don't like that. So let's just get right into it. We've been talking safety in the last segment. Now we're going to get into storage a little bit. Now, storage means a lot. Storage and maintenance are kind of combined because storage is where you're going to store your gun.
And it's part of safety.
It's very important part of safety. And how well you're going to maintain it while it's stored. I know I see these horror stories all the time. People bring me guns that have been just, they got put away wet and they're rusty. Yeah. They're stuck to the case. It's like, how do I get the gun out of the case? Mm-hmm. You got to pry it. You know, it's almost like trying to split a chicken bone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Yeah, you got to, who's going to win the wishbone contest? You know, because you got to pull until something snaps. Mm. Hopefully the case breaks before the gun does. But I've seen them stuck right to those foam cases. People think that a gun case is a gun, like a storage device. It's only made to travel with.
Right.
It's not made to keep the gun in.
Right.
Should have a safe, should have a dehumidifier of some sort, be it silica gel packs, dehumidifier in your house near your guns.
Moisture's bad for metal.
Moisture is not good for metal. And a lot of people that aren't good at this buy stainless steel guns. And you still got to maintain the stainless steel gun. You
sure.
Still got to lubricate them and keep it clean. But the blued guns can be a problem, especially, and I hate to see it when, like one time I picked up a Browning Sweet 16, got it in a trade about 30, 35 years ago, a beautiful gun. When I took it apart, it looked like the bottom of an old Oldsmobile. It was so rusted inside, I couldn't believe it. It was a little disheartening. You know, it's like
an old Rocket 88.
Who treats a gun like a old Oldsmobile? This thing doesn't go to a junkyard.
Yeah.
This is a Browning Sweet 16. It should be handed down for years to come.
Yeah.
So what I do is I look at these things and I say, okay, we've got a work of art and we want to treat it like that. So what we want to do is we want to make sure you're well maintained and stored properly. Don't leave it, you know, don't keep guns in a bathroom because of the moisture content. Keep them in a gun locker of some type. Keep them where you know they're going to be safe and secure. And if that's a closet, make it a lockable closet so that it's behind a locked door. If it's in a, and there's ways to do that. And I'll give you some hints. We used to put in, we did it in several people's homes for them where they know they were keeping their guns and they wanted to keep them in a closet. We put a locked door on it. And then in the closet itself, we set eye bolts and we did rubber coated cable and we ran rubber coated cable through all the trigger guards on the guns, padlocked it at both ends. So the guns were in a locked closet and padlocked in place, especially when you're going on vacation.
Yeah. That sounds like a Houdini rig. He used to escape from that, though.
Yeah, well, one time he did.
That's Houdini.
That's Houdini. Not going there, Dan. He's trying to distract me again. So here I am getting the needle on the record, and he's scratching it. So,
wiki.
he's my mix master here. But anyways, that's one option. If you want to be able to display your guns, or if you've got that old beautiful glass gun case and you want to keep using that, run a cable lock through all your. Instead of putting a trigger lock individual on each gun, you can do this. That way, when you're displaying them, you want to show them off, you open it up, you pull the cable lock all the way out, and all your guns are available. That's just one way to do it. And make some, nobody's going to be able to pick that whole gun case up and carry it out of the house, especially if you screw it to the wall. So that's just simple things if you can't afford a safe, because not everybody can afford a safe. You can go look at safes for $250, you can look them for $2,500. There's a tremendous amount of safes out there on the market. They are a useful tool. I found that every customer, because I'm a licensed builder for over 30 years, every customer I've ever installed a license a safe in their home, they've said it's like the most important appliance they own now. They're very happy they have it.
Sure.
And you end up using it for everything.
Yeah.
You know, you end up putting your,
yeah,
your
you can
good
put,
papers in it.
Exactly.
You put your coin collections in it. You put the jewelry in it when you're leaving town or yeah. something. Gives you a little peace of mind.
And they build them that way. They're safes with drawers and different things.
Oh,
you can,
certainly. Yeah. yeah. Dehumidifiers already built in them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. So, but you want to take care of your guns. And maintaining them is the next step. Maintaining those guns in good working order by cleaning them, oiling them, and knowing that's one of the best ways to learn how a gun works good is cleaning and maintaining them.
Mm-hmm.
You learn the ins and outs. You get to know what the triggers feel like. You get to know what the safety feels like. But what I want to teach you is one important fact that my good friend Matt Hartman got a hold of me yesterday and said, hey, don't forget snap caps. And Dan's looking at me going, snap caps? What are snap caps?
Oh, I know.
The little...
The thing you get at the movie when you're watching the movies, the snow caps? Is that what you said, snow
no,
caps?
No, not snow caps.
Oh.
No. And it's not the red paper caps we used to get when we were kids putting our cap guns.
Okay.
They are...
Love those.
Snap caps are fake, usually plastic and metal mixed cartridges that go in the chamber that absorb the shock for the firing pin so that you can practice pulling
oh, yeah.
the trigger on your gun
yeah, okay.
without hurting the gun. Because it's only happened to me twice in my life where I've pulled a trigger on a gun and the firing pin broke. And that's just a... That's
They're like, not designed to just fire empty.
No, that's like... It's almost like blowing a motor in your race car. It's like, you yeah. got to be kidding me. Did that firing pin just break?
Yeah.
And they do. They're metal. They're not going to last forever. So getting that firing pin hitting something soft, which is a snap cap. Now, what you're going to want to do with the snap caps, you're going to say if you've got a 20-gauge shotgun, you want to learn how to use this 20, or you got one for your kids,
yeah.
and you want to teach them how to use a shotgun, you can teach them in the house with a snap cap or two. You might be a side-by-side or an over-and-under shotgun, because I've never been a mathematician, but I do understand trigonometry, and trigonometry
yeah.
is very important. You got to learn how the trigger works, because that's how the gun fires. It's like getting in a car and never being able to find the gas pedal if you can't find the trigger. So you got to know when to fire, how to fire, and what it feels like. So practicing with snap caps is imperative. I got to say that as a youngster, I learned on those snap caps. My dad had a Colt 38. Special, and we put snap caps in it, and I learned how to shoot that thing over and over again with those mm-hmm. snap caps, and I knew I wasn't hurting the gun. That was a nice thing.
Right.
Because I'd never wanted to hurt that gun, and I still cherish it, and I would not shoot it. I would never dry fire that gun. The guns nowadays are a little better than they used to be, but you still want to put snap caps in so that you learn how to shoot the gun. You can get them at just about every gun shop you go to.
Yeah.
They'll have them, but you might have to order them for the caliber you have. If you've mm-hmm. got something goofy, you've got a 22 250 or a 220 Swift or a 348 Winchester, you'll have to order one.
Okay.
If you've got a 223 or a 38 Special or 9mm or 45, you can probably get them in a store, and they'll be available. They'll be available pretty quickly. So I would say that...
What about like a 111-19?
A
what? Do they have?
He's just throwing numbers at me. Well, that happens.
I've had a hard time finding my snow caps for 111-19. So.
I imagine you have.
Yeah.
And but that's, you know, that's... I go back to Clint Eastwood. A man's got to know his limitations. That's why Dan doesn't go to the range. But but he's going to doggone it. I'm going to drag his butt to the
eventually.
Range this year. We're going to go.
I bet.
So... Yeah. You've been and you watched from behind the glass.
No, I didn't. I was shooting.
You were there. You were shooting. I know you shot. But that was one time.
As far as you know.
Well, yeah. I know a lot. Got my Dan counter at the range. Yeah. You've only been here once, pal. So, but I was there. I did witness it. So it is true. He is speaking the truth. So back to maintenance. When you've got that situation where you're snap capping, you're cleaning, your snap cap gets stuck in the barrel, how do you get that stuck shell out of the chamber?
Get a peanut butter knife?
No, you get your cleaning kit out that you bought for your gun.
That's what I meant.
And you gently tap that snap cap back out of that chamber.
Okay.
Because sometimes they get stuck in the chamber.
Sure.
That's an indication that you've probably used a snap cap
Time for
too
a
much.
New one.
or you might have a dirty chamber.
Or that could be too.
Because your bore brush cleans your bore, but it doesn't clean your cylinder where the shell goes.
Yeah.
So lots of little things to worry about. But these are all things that'll come to you in time. And you learn from your mistakes in life. I've learned that.
Yep.
God, I've learned that the hard way, I'm telling you. So, but here on the Gunsmith Show, we try to teach you and help you get through your day and make it a little bit better than the day before. So practice and training with that snap cap and cleaning your gun is imperative. So I highly recommend you doing it as often as possible. Even if it's like my friend Matt always says, every single time, say you got a closet full of guns. Every single time you have to change your clock, clean your guns. Okay? It gets you that the same every time you change your clock, you know, when your year changes and you know your equinox or whatever it's called. What's it called?
The equinox.
Equinox, that's what I thought. It's a big word, but it's not just on the back of Chevys, you know. It's sometimes it flies out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But anyways, every time you change your clocks, clean your guns. And that's a good practice to get into.
Yeah.
We don't always do it, but I don't let them go that long.
No, I don't imagine you do.
I don't. So let's go to commercial break, and we'll come back with the final segment of the Gunsmith Show today. And thanks, folks, for listening.
It's the Gunsmiths here on US 103, your home for the ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.